Summoned to court to answer for the crimes of your bannerman, Gregor Clegane, the Mountain. Arrive within a fortnight or be branded an enemy of the crown. Hornet Stark, brave man, terrible judgment.
Attacking him was stupid. Lannisters don't act like fools. You gonna say something clever? Go on, say something clever.
Catelyn Stark took my brother.
Why is he still alive?
Tyrion?
Ned Stark.
One of our men interfered. Speared him through the leg before I could finish him.
Why is he still alive?
It wouldn't have been clean.
You spend too much time worrying about what other people think of you.
I could care less what anyone thinks of me.
Yeah, but that's what you want people to think of you.
It's the truth.
When you hear them whispering Kingslayer behind your back, doesn't it bother you?
Of course it bothers me.
A lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of a sheep. I suppose I should be grateful that your vanity got in the way of your recklessness. I'm giving you half of our forces, 30,000 men. We'll bring the Catelyn Stark's girlhood home and remind her that Lannisters pay their debts.
I didn't realize you placed such a high value on my brother's life.
He's a Lannister. Might be the lowest of the Lannisters, but he's one of us. And every day that he remains a prisoner, the less our name commands respect.
So the lion does concern himself with the opinions.
No, that's not an opinion. It's a fact. If another house can seize one of our own and hold him captive with impunity, we are no longer a house to be feared. Your mother's dead. Before long I'll be dead. And you, and your brother, and your sister, and all of her children. All of us dead. All of us rotting in the ground. A family name that lives on. It's all that lives on. Not your personal glory, not your honor, but family. Do you understand? You're blessed with abilities that few men possess. You're blessed to belong to the most powerful family in the kingdoms. And you're still blessed with youth. And what have you done with these blessings, huh? You've served as a glorified bodyguard for two kings. One a madman, the other a drunk. The future of our family will be determined in these next few months. We could establish a dynasty that will last 1,000 years. Or we could collapse into nothing, as the Targaryens did. I need you to become the man you were always meant to be. Not next year, not tomorrow.
You're in pain.
I've had worse, my lady.
Perhaps it's time to go home. The South doesn't seem to agree with you.
I know the truth Jon Arryn died for.
Do you, Lord Stark? Is that why you called me here to pose me riddles?
Has he done this before?
Jaime would have killed him. My brother's worth 1,000 of your friend.
Your brother? Or your lover?
Targaryens wed brothers and sisters for 300 years to keep bloodlines pure. Jaime and I are more than brother and sister. We shared a womb. Came into this world together, we belong together.
My son saw you with him.
Do you love your children?
With all my heart.
No more than I love mine.
And they're all Jaime's.
Thank the gods. In the rare event that Rob leaves his whores for long enough to stumble drunk into my bed, I finish him off in other ways. In the morning, he doesn't remember.
You've always hated him.
Hated him? I worshipped him. Every girl in the Seven Kingdoms dreamed of him, but he was mine by oath. And when I finally saw him on our wedding day in the Sept of Baelor, lean and fierce and black-bearded, it was the happiest moment of my life. And that night he crawled on top of me, stinking of wine, and did what he did, what little he could do. And whispered in my ear, Lyanna. Your sister was a corpse and I was a living girl, and he loved her more than me.
When the king returns from his hunt, I'll tell him the truth. You must be gone by then. You and your children. I will not have that blood on my hands. Go as far away as you can, with as many men as you can. Because wherever you go, Robert's wrath will follow you.
And what of my wrath, Lord Stark? You should have taken a realm for yourself. Jaime told me about the day King's Landing fell. He was sitting in the Iron Throne and you made him give it up. All you needed to do was climb the steps yourself. Such a sad mistake.
I've made many mistakes in my life. But that wasn't one of them.
Oh, but it was. When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. There is no middle ground.
No. Is that what they teach you up in the north? And you, wherever you're from, do you have any idea how ridiculous you sound? Either of you understand a thing that I'm saying?
Yes, my lord.
Let's start over, shall we? You be the man, and you be the woman. Well, go ahead. Slowly. You're not fooling them. They just paid you. They know what you are. They know it's all just an act. Your job is to make them forget what they know. And that takes time. You need to ease into it. Go ahead. Ease into it. He's winning you over in spite of yourself. You're starting to like this. He wants to believe you. He's enjoyed his cock since he was old enough to play with it. Why shouldn't you? He knows he's better than other men. He's always known it deep down inside. Now he has proof. He's so good. He's reaching something deep inside of you that no one even knew was there. Overcoming your very nature.
Why don't you join us, my lord?
I'm saving myself for another.
What, she doesn't know won't hurt her?
A stupid saying. What we don't know is usually what gets us killed.
She must be very beautiful.
No, not really. Impeccable bloodlines, though.
I do believe my lord's in love.
For many years. Most of my life, really. Play with her ass.
And she loved me, too. I was her little confidant. Her plaything. She could tell me anything, anything at all. She told me about all the horses that she liked, the castle that she wanted to live in, the man that she wanted to marry. A northerner with a jaw like an anvil. So I challenged him to a duel. I mean, why not? I'd read all the stories. The little hero always beats the big villain in all the stories. In the end, she wouldn't even let him kill me. He's just a boy, she said. Please don't hurt him. So he gave me a nice little scar to remember him by, and off they went.
Is she still married to him?
Oh, no. He got himself killed before the wedding. And she ended up with his brother, an even more impressive specimen. She loves him, I'm afraid. And why wouldn't she, I mean? Who could compare to him? He's just so...
good. Do you know what I learned losing that duel? I learned that I'll never win. Not that way. That's their game. Their rules. I'm not going to fight them. I'm going to fuck them. That's what I know. That's what I am. And only by admitting what we are can we get what we want.
And what do you want?
Oh, everything, my dear. Everything there is. Now wash yourselves. Both of you are working tonight.
You're a very lucky girl, do you know that? Where I come from, we don't show mercy to criminals. Where I come from, if someone like you attacked a little lord, at low tide we'd lay you on your back, on the beach, your hands and feet chained to four stakes. Sea would come in closer and closer. You'd see death creeping towards you a few inches at a time.
Where's it you come from?
The Iron Islands.
They're far away.
You've never heard of the Iron Islands?
Trust me. You've never heard where I'm from, neither.
Trust me, my lord. You're not living in the wilderness anymore. In civilized lands, you refer to your betters by their proper titles.
And what's that?
Lord.
Why?
Why? What do you mean, why? My father is Balon Greyjoy, Lord of the Iron Islands.
What's that got to do with you? If your father's Lord, how can you be Lord too?
I will be Lord after my father.
So you're not Lord now?
No, you... are you having a go at me? That's it?
Just don't understand how you southerners do things.
I'm not a southerner.
You're from south of the wall. That makes you a southerner to me.
You're an impudent little wench, aren't you?
Couldn't say, my lord. Don't know what impudent means.
Impudent. It means rude. Disrespectful. Do you want to lose that chain?
Leon Greyjoy.
The lady is our guest.
Thought she was our prisoner.
Are the two mutually exclusive in your experience? Chances are I won't be nearby the next time that happens.
I'm used to worse than him. I'm used to men could chew that boy up and pit their teeth with his bones.
Why did you come here?
Didn't mean to come here. Meant to get much further south than this. As far south as south goes. Before the long night comes.
Why? What are you afraid of?
There's things that sleep in the day and hunt at night.
Owls and shadow cats.
I'm not talking about owls and shadow cats.
The things you speak of, they've been gone for thousands of years.
They wasn't gone, old man. They were sleeping. And they ain't sleeping no more.
I miss girls. Not even talking to them. I never talk to them. Just looking at them. Hearing them giggle. Don't you miss girls? Riders! The horn. We have to blow the horn.
Why is he alone?
One blast for a ranger returning. Two for wildlings.
Three. There's no rider. Uncle Benjamin's horse. Where's my uncle? Dead!
Robert, we were hunting a bull.
Show me how to be a man. I was never meant to be a father. Fault. Too much wine. Missed my thrust. Stinks. Stinks like death. Don't think I can't smell it. I paid the bastard back, Ned. I drove my knife right through his brain. You ask him if I didn't. Ask him. I want the funeral feast to be the biggest the kingdom's ever saw. And I want everyone to taste the boar that got me. I leave us, the lot of you. I need to talk to Ned.
Robert, my sweet.
Out, all of you. You damned fool.
Paper and ink on the table. Write down what I say. In the name of Robert and the House Baratheon, first of... You know how it goes. Fill in the damn titles. I hereby command Eddard of House Stark, titles, to serve as Lord Regent and Protector of the Realm upon my death, to rule in my stead until my son Joffrey comes of age. Give it to the council after I'm dead. At least they'll say I did this right, this one thing. You'll rule now. You'll hate it worse than I did, but you'll do it well. The girl, Daenerys. You were right. Varys, Littlefinger, my brother, worthless. No one to tell me no but you. Only you. Let her live. Stop it if it's not too late.
I will.
My son. Help him, Ned. Make him better than me.
I'll do everything I can to honor your memory.
My memory? King Robert Baratheon, murdered by a pig. Give me some of the pain and let me die.
The milk of the puppy. He was reading from the wine. He commanded us to step aside, but I failed him. No man could have protected him from himself.
I wonder, Sir Barristan, who gave the king this wine?
His squire, from the king's own skin.
His squire? The Lannister boy?
Such a dutiful boy to make sure his grace did not lack refreshment. I do hope the poor lad does not blame himself.
His Grace has had a change of heart concerning Daenerys Targaryen. Whatever arrangements you made, unmake them at once.
I'm afraid those birds have flown. The girl is likely dead already.
Eştiğin asıcı heşeseriz. Vuzdik roa dron çıkkattı.
Kasi aşı da keri veç adofre nakhan rajı seri.
Sobazo nakhaşi havaşı da kaska. What has ever had you made with this?
So what so nako was that you? Sani Sofri Vekayom. So what so added a Hari Annie?
Vos sofro. Reishi.
Reishi. Sek. Talan ragat evetemal. Για το φινί για το γιόμ.
Τι σε βαστούκι πως αρέξας βίντο μα τώρα τσεκάτε.
Πως αδόρ με... με... τρόν.
Τρόν.
Αδόρ φινάν καλ να βέσουε. Και καλήσι.
Ta vos zigro adron anevaso. Me zigri, such as on dice.
Can't you help me make him understand?
The Dothraki do things in their own time for their own reasons. Have patience, Khaleesi. You will go home, I promise you.
My brother was a fool, I know, but he was the rightful heir to the Seven Kingdoms. Have I said something funny, sir?
Forgive me, Khaleesi, but your ancestor, Aegon the Conqueror, didn't seize six of the kingdoms because of his right. He had no right to them. He seized them because he could.
And because he had dragons?
Having a few dragons makes things easier.
You don't believe it.
Have you ever seen a dragon, Khaleesi? I believe what my eyes and ears report. As for the rest, it was 300 years ago. Who knows what really happened? Now, if you'll pardon me, I'll seek out the merchant captain, see if he has any letters for me.
Well, I'll come with you.
No, no, don't trouble yourself. Enjoy the market. I'll rejoin you soon enough.
The spider sends his greetings and his congratulations. A royal pardon. You can go home now.
These are the Gizik men! These are the Gizik men, Rekamahorn, Nishahorn, Valantishahorn, Alharaishahorn, Telos Telos, Yajilavenda and the Wanda, Maracola, Maracola! Lachi, Khaleesi, sir? Maracola, the Seeker, Dondon, Jalnak. At Lachi, Mahapra Ashaki, Akahakasahorn.
My son already has his name, but I'll try your summer wine, just a taste.
My lady, you are from Westeros.
You have the honor of addressing Daenerys of the House Targaryen, Khaleesi of the Riding Men, and Princess of the Seven Kingdoms.
Princess?
Rise. I'd still like to taste that wine.
That? Dorne Swill, not worthy of a princess. I have a dry red from the arbor. Nectar of the gods. Let me give you a cask.
You honor me, sir.
The honor is all mine. You know there are many in your homeland that pray for your return, princess.
I hope to repay your kindness someday.
Ricardo, aso he has hogere.
Something wrong?
I have a thirst. Open it.
The wine is for the Khaleesi. It's not for the likes of him.
Open it. Paul.
It would be a crime to drink a wine this rich without at least giving it time to breathe.
Do as he says.
As the princess commands. Sweet, isn't it? Can you smell the fruit, sir? Taste it, my lord.
tell me that that is not the finest wine that has ever touched your tongue.
You first.
Me? I'm afraid I am not worthy of the vintage. Besides, it is a poor wine merchant who would drink up his own wares.
You will drink.
To us as outlaws, poachers, rapers, killers, thieves. You came alone, in chains, without friends or honor. You came to us rich, you came to us poor. Some of you bear the names of proud houses, others only bastard names and no names at all. It does not matter. All that is in the past. Here, on the wall, we are all one house. Tonight,
you're allowed to look happy. It's going to be a ranger. Isn't that what you always wanted?
I want to find my uncle. No, he's alive out there. No, he's...
I wish I could help
all
you.
Your debts forgiven.
I'm no ranger.
So too, you
it's the steward's life for me.
Your old loyalty.
His honor in being a steward.
Your grudges.
Not much, really. But this food.
And all loves alike. Here, you begin anew. A man of the Night's Watch lives his life for the realm, not for a king or a lord, for the honor of this house or that house, not for gold or glory or a woman's love, but for the realm and all the people in it. You've all learnt the words in the vow. Think carefully before you say them. The penalty for desertion is death. You can take your vows here tonight, sunset. Do any of you still keep the old gods?
I do, my lord.
You want to take your vow before a heart tree, as your uncle did?
Yes, my lord.
You found a werewood a mile north of the wall. And your old gods too, maybe.
My lord, might I go as well?
Does House Tarly keep the old gods?
No, my lord. I was named in the Light of the Seven, as my father was and his father before him.
Why would you forsake the gods of your father and your house?
The Night's Watch is my house now. The Seven have never answered my prayers. Perhaps the old gods will.
As you wish. We've all been assigned an order according to our needs and your strengths. Holder to the builders. Pip to the stewards. Toad to the builders. Wren to the rangers. Samwell to the stewards. Macar to the rangers. Darien to the stewards, Balian to the rangers, Rast to the rangers, John to the stewards, Ransa to the builder, Ishiel to the builders, Gordo to the stewards, Nico to the rangers, Eskan to the rangers, Borkoi to the builders, Joby to the stables, Mink to the kitchens, Allo to the builders, Nalugo to the rangers. May all the gods preserve you.
Rangers, with me.
Builders!
Samuel, you will assist me in the rookery and library. Pip, you will report to Moe and Marsh in the kitchens. Luke, report to One-Eyed Joe in the stables. Darian, we are sending you to East Watch. Present yourself to Baucus when you arrive. Make no comment about his nose. John Snow, Lord Commander Mormont has requested you for his personal steward.
Will I serve the Lord Commander's meals and fetch hot water for his bath?
Certainly. And keep a fire burning in his chambers. Change his sheets and blankets daily. And do everything else the Lord Commander requires of you.
Do you take me for a servant?
We took you for a man of the night's watch. But perhaps we were wrong in that.
May I go?
As you wish.
John! Wait! Don't you see what they're doing?
I see Sir Alice's revenge, that's all. He wanted it and he got it. Stewards are nothing but maids. I'm a better swordsman and rider than any of you. It's not fair.
Fair? I was singing for a high lord at Acorn Hall when he put his hand on my leg and he wanted to see my cock. I pushed him away, and he said he'd have my hands cut off for stealing their silver. So now I'm here, at the end of the world, with no one to sing for but old men and little shits like you. I'll never see my family again. I'll never be inside a woman again. So tell me about Faye.
I thought you were caught stealing a wheel of cheese for your starving sister.
I was going to tell a bunch of strangers that her lord tried to grab my cock.
Could you sing me a song, Pip? I'd like to hear a song.
Now listen to me. The old man is the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch. You'll be with him day and night. Yes, you'll clean his clothes. You'll also take his letters, attend him at meetings, squire for him in battle. You'll know everything, be part of everything. And he asks for you himself. He wants to groom you for command.
I always wanted to be a ranger. I always wanted to be a wizard.
What? Oh, I'm serious.
So you'll stay and say your word with me.
Lord Stark. A moment. Alone, if you will. He named you Protector of the Realm.
He did.
She won't care. Give me an hour and I can put 100 swords at your command.
And what should I do with 100 swords?
Strike! Tonight, while the castle sleeps. We must get Joffrey away from his mother and into our custody. Protector of the Realm will know he who holds the king holds the kingdom. Every moment you delay gives Cersei another moment to prepare. By the time Robert dies, it will be too late for the both of us.
What about Stannis?
Saving the Seven Kingdoms from Cersei and delivering them to Stannis. You have odd notions about protecting the realm.
Stannis is your older brother.
This isn't about the bloody line of succession. That didn't matter when you rebelled against the Mad King. It shouldn't matter now. What's best for the kingdoms? What's best for the people we rule? We all know what Stannis is. He inspires no love or loyalty. He's not a king. I am.
Stannis is a commander. He's led men into war twice. He destroyed the Greyjoy fleet.
Yes, he's a good soldier. Everyone knows that. So was Robert. Tell me something. Do you still believe good soldiers make good kings?
I will not dishonor Robert's last hours by shedding blood in his halls and dragging frightened children from their beds. You will sail to Dragonstone tonight. You will place this in the hand of Stannis Baratheon. Not his steward, not his captain of the guard, and not his wife. Only Stannis himself.
Yes, my lord.
Now leave us.
My lord protector.
The king has no true-born sons. Joffrey and Tommen are Jaime Lannister's bastards.
So, when the king dies...
The throne passes to his brother, Lord Stannis.
So it would seem. Unless...
There is no unless. He is the rightful heir. Nothing can change that.
And he cannot take the throne without your help. You would be wise to deny it to him and to make sure Joffrey succeeds.
Do you have a shred of honor?
You are now Hand of the King and Protector of the Realm. All of the power is yours. You need only reach out and take it. Make peace with the Lannisters. Release the imp. Wed your daughter to Joffrey. We've plenty of time to get rid of Stannis, and if Joffrey seems likely to cause problems when he comes into his throne, we simply reveal his little secret and seat Lord Renly there instead.
We...
You'll need someone to share these burdens, I assure you. My price would be modest.
What you suggest is treason.
Only if we lose.
Make peace with the Lannisters, you say. With the people who tried to murder my boy.
We only make peace with our enemies, my lord. That's why it's called making peace.
No. I won't do it.
So it will be Stannis and war.
There is no other choice. He is the heir.
So why did you call me here? Not for my wisdom, clearly.
You promised Catelyn you'd help me. The Queen has a dozen knights and 100 men-at-arms. Enough to overwhelm what remains of my household guard. I need the gold cloaks. The city watch is 2,000 strong. And sworn to defend the king's peace.
Look at you. You know what you want me to do.
You know it has to be done.
But it's not honorable, so... the words stick in your throat. When the queen proclaims one king and the hand proclaims another, whose peace do the gold cloaks protect? Who do they follow? The man who pays them. To my vow. Night gathers, and now my watch begins. It shall not end until my death. I shall take no wife, hold no lands, father no children. I shall wear no crowns and win no glory. I shall live
and die at my post. I am the sword in the darkness. I am the watcher on the walls. I am the shield that guards from the realm of men. I pledge my life and honor to the Night's Watch for this night and all the nights to come.
Yennelta's boys, rise now as men of the Night's Watch.
What's he got there?
It's me, Ghost. Bring it here.
It's got to be good.
What will they do to him?
When the Khalasar rides, he'll be leashed to the saddle and forced to run behind the horses for as long as he can.
And when he falls?
I saw a man last 9 miles once.
King Robert still wants me dead.
His poison was the first. He won't be the last.
I thought he'd leave me alone. Now that my brother is gone.
He will never leave you alone. If you ride to Darkest the Shy, his assassins will follow you. If you sailed all the way to the Basilisk Isles, his spies would tell him he will never abandon the hunt. You're a Targaryen. The last Targaryen. Your son will have Targaryen blood with 40,000 riders behind him.
He will not have my son.
He will not have you either, Khaleesi.
Elle est ici. Joliana, où qu'il y ait, c'est une rêve de choc. De l'oeil, bon année, choc. Merci la tienne, choc. Je le connais, choc. Merjanan, istin hasaja hisseres. Man anhabelo shak al aka. Man anhabelo jin adol chikate. Bina neve ave maisima. Anhabelo man rashi sandahe. Ana, je drogo atakin. Anna vitrikare se sanati. Bina anna hoi rashi se. Magina do traka se fito yomi. Hante se va kaska vete. Mo karamos. Anna vatri vach ma hansi se finni yonde. Oga chikate ma. Mo rako finni win bore. Anna kore se doki ari is bore. My petit but just a samba by a santo fach. Kitini and a stock of soy. Anna. Go keep on. Kitini and a stock of soy. And the fire is the tragedy. The Seraki Vitieri. A summer soy. The summer soy. The summer soy.
Thank you.
It's all right, let him through.
Lord Stark, King Joffrey and the Queen Regent request your presence in the throne room.
King Joffrey?
King Robert is gone. The gods give him rest.
All is accomplished. The city watch is yours.
Good. Is Lord Renly joining us?
I fear Lord Renly has left the city. He rode through the old gate an hour before dawn with Sir Loras Tyrell and some 50 retainers, last seen galloping south in some haste.
Stand behind you, Lord Stark.
All hail his grace, Joffrey of Houses Baratheon and Lannister, first of his name. King of the Andals and the First Men, Lord of the Seven Kingdoms, and Protector of the Realm.
I command the council to make all necessary arrangements for my coronation. I wish to be crowned within the fortnight. Today I shall accept oaths of fealty from my loyal counselors.
Sir Barristan, I believe no man here could ever question your honor.
King Robert's seal, unbroken. Lord Eddard Stark is herein named Protector of the Realm, to rule as regent until the heir come of age.
May I see that letter, Sir Barristan? Protector of the Realm. Is this meant to be your shield, Lord Stark? A piece of paper.
Those were the king's words.
We have a new king now. Lord Eddard, when we last spoke, you offered me some counsel. Allow me to return the courtesy. Bend the knee, my lord. Bend the knee and swear loyalty to my son. And we shall allow you to live out your days in the grey waste you call home.
Your son has no claim to the throne.
Liar!
You condemn yourself with your own mouth, Lord Stark. Sir Barristan sees this traitor.
Sir Barristan is a good man, a loyal man. Do him no harm.
You think he stands alone?
Kill him! Kill all of them, I command it!
Commander! Take the Queen and her children into custody. Escort them back to the royal apartments and keep them there, under guard.
Men of the watch!
I want no bloodshed. Tell your men to lay down their swords. No one needs to die. Now!
I did warn you not to trust me.